We are joined right now by a combat sports writer for Yahoo. He is a member of the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame as well. He covers both sports. Kevin Ioli is my guest. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. All right, Kevin, so we don't have as much time as I had hoped for, but let's make the best of it. You've had a little more than a day to process exactly what you saw on Saturday night. Right off the top, let me ask you this. How would you describe Saturday night and UFC 229?
It was an unbelievable event and a disturbing finish. You were exactly right what you said just before. Habib was 100% wrong for doing what he did. I personally think it would have been prevented had the UFC taken action against Conor for the bus incident. He basically, from a UFC standpoint, a league standpoint, got off scot-free. There was no penalty on him whatsoever. And in situations like this, when these kind of things happen, you know, the police get involved and there may be legal action, but I think to set a deterrent, the employer has to take some action, and there was none taken. And I think that kind of set the precedent, but you can't cut it any other way. Habib was wrong for what he did.
We're talking to Kevin Ioli. So, Kevin, in the end of the fight itself, in the fourth round, and Habib did what he does, right? He went to the mat. He was absolutely unbelievable. Conor really didn't have much success getting up until later in the fight. But when he choked him out the way he did with that rear naked choke, what was the reaction in the arena when that happened?
I mean, I think there was a stun that Conor had tapped. That was the sense that I had gotten, but it changed so quickly. You know, there was this surprise that Conor had tapped, and then all of a sudden there goes Habib throwing his mouthpiece and going over the cage, and so it changed really to shock and horror. I mean, I think people were, you know, really afraid of what might happen, and you have to give the police and arena security a tremendous amount of credit, because that could have gotten really out of hand with the type of people that were in the building. You know, these are fighters and people that were ginned up by Conor. The fact that it didn't get worse, nobody got hurt, was a blessing.
Kevin Ioli is my guest. So, Kevin, what happens now with the commission? They withheld his purse, Habib's purse. What happens next? And could you see any scenario where Habib gets stripped of the belt?
I can see a scenario where he gets stripped, Jim. I think the way that he will get stripped is not directly by the UFC, but by the fact that the Nevada Commission suspends him for a long enough time that the UFC decides to strip him of the title. And what will happen next is the commission, Bob Bennett, the executive director of the Nevada Athletic Commission, who I might add is a former FBI agent, he will file a complaint against Habib, and I believe he's going to file a complaint against Conor. Conor threw punches in the cage, and he already has a history with them, so they're both going to face discipline. But they will file a complaint, there will be a hearing, and Habib, I believe, will be fined and have a suspension. I am thinking he's going to get like a 6 to 9 month suspension, and I have a feeling that he's going to get 10% to 20% of his purse fined.
Kevin Ioli is my guest for another moment or so. Kevin, obviously hardcore UFC fans are going to love a moment like that. Certainly not the night necessarily that Dana White wanted to have. So in your mind, was that a good night or a bad night for the sport?
I don't think it was either. You know, I don't think it hurt them in any way, because I didn't see anybody, saying, I'm never going to watch again because of this, or very few people said that. I mean, if you watched the fights, it was a great night of fights. That was an unfortunate thing that happened, and it happens occasionally in sports. People didn't stop watching the NBA when the Ron Artest Pistons brawl was in the stands. You know, it was a terrible thing. It was wrong to happen. And I don't think you can indict the entire sport. The thing I feel worst about, Jim, is this is not who MMA fighters are. What you saw Saturday is 100% not representative of MMA fighters, who are some of the classiest people on earth and most respectful people on earth. And then that happens, and that was completely opposite. So there was a lot of new people watching on Saturday for the first time, and they saw something that wasn't really representative of how MMA athletes conduct themselves.
Kevin Ioli is a combat sports writer for Yahoo. He's also a member of the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. Kevin, great to spend a few minutes with you. Thanks so much for doing that. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you, my friend. See you soon.
You too, Kevin. Well done. Second hour's open.